With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
These two guys have Minnesota sports flowing in their veins. Mackie and Judd on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
And, you know, I feel like Rudy, I agree with you 1,000%, by the way. He just needs to get out of his head this idea of giving me the ball. Like, it's not, like, just stop it.
Right.
It's over. Nobody's posting you up. Nobody's dumping you. Don't get mad. Don't get your feelings about it. Just go get some rebounds. If he played that way, I got a perfect spot for him. The place that needs him desperately. He go play with Steph and Clay.
You are Golden State Warriors.
Wow. Wow. I love Reckless Speculation Thursday, boys. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, we need more volume on that. There we go.
There you go.
Reckless Speculation.
That was from the Athletic NBA show, the Hoops Adjacent show on the Athletic. This is Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd, and we like to speculate on Thursdays. It's a safe space for speculation, so whatever happens on Thursday, it's like going to Vegas. Whatever happens, Vegas stays in Vegas. Whatever we speculate about on Thursdays stays in the trust tree. We entertain the premise here. Okay, if someone has an idea or a thought, and there is an emailer that we will get to later on here who has a wild, crazy idea, speaking of the Warriors, that we'll get to. But what do you, just let's start there. I actually have a Gobert trade idea from SI.com that involves the Mavericks. But the idea of Gobert to the Warriors. I heard Colin Cowherd 2 days ago float Cat to the Warriors as an idea. How can they shake this thing up and keep building around Steph? But, you know, move a couple pieces around.
So Gobert to Golden State?
I mean, it'd probably be like a Jordan Poole or, oh my God, or Andrew Wiggins.
Reckless speculation.
Just stop with that already.
I mean,
just
already have Jaden McDaniels, but
we've gone down that path once. I actually think that if you're going to, and we certainly are going to recklessly speculate about this, I think Cat to the Warriors is interesting to speculate on. Feels to me like he would fit what they do a little bit more than Gobert would. But, I mean, I guess you could alter things with Gobert. But you're definitely going to get more. See, here's my question. Just from a Wolves starting point, okay? If you're going to trade Gobert and you just gave up a boatload, like one of the, you know, this could be one of the worst trades in sports history. I mean, that's how much collateral you gave up. Mm. Are you going to come even close to maximizing a return for him? Or at this point, would he be deemed to be damaged goods? And you're literally dumping him to dump him. You know, with Cat, we're talking about, and I know we're talking about a superior athlete and player when we're talking about Cat, but now we're talking about getting a return if you have decided, and this is the most important thing. So this is not trading Cat just because you have a whim to trade Cat. The most important thing is, if you have deemed him not to be a winning player, so if you have deemed him to be a type of personality and locker room guy who you really can't build around, and clearly the Wolves have chosen, and I don't disagree with this, Ant is their guy, okay? So, like, this would not be dumping Cat because, oh, screw him, it just didn't work out. It would literally be, after all of this time, Tim Connelly says, you know what, I watched a year, and the guy is great when he's great, but there's also a lot of things here that aren't going to allow us to make Ant the guy unless Carl is gone.
And you'd be getting, most importantly, assets for Cat.
And that's the point. But that's my point, is when we talk about trading Gobert, which might seem convenient in retrospect, What are you going to get back? Because I think, I still believe that for Kat, you would get back a ton. Gobert, I would say you would not even come anywhere close to getting back what you gave up. And that is a problem, in my opinion.
And that's a good segue into this Gobert trade idea. From this actually came out a few weeks ago on SI.com. And I think there's like a Mavericks-centric, there's like all these Fan Nation pockets of SI.com. And I think this might have been the Dallas Mavericks section of SI.com. And this is the exact type of thing I think would be a huge mistake for the Timberwolves. And you kind of alluded to it, which would be, well, I guess we'll just punt on Rudy Gobert after 1 year and get 20 cents on the dollar for him because it's not really working. You have to make a decision. Is Gobert more valuable, even if he's not as good as the value of the trade you made last year, is he more valuable as a defensive, a rebounder? Maybe he's not the same player he was 5 years ago, but you know what? He actually had the highest win shares per 48 of anyone on your team. He still brings a lot of value, even though his flaws are evident, right? Yep. Is he more valuable just like being a sort of more flawed version of Rudy Gobert than you thought you were getting, or off the roster for almost nothing in return? I'm going to read you this from SI.com. Because there's going to be some teams that are going to sharks circling the water saying, boy, I mean, Rudy's not worthless. He's still a really valuable player. Maybe not 17 first-round picks and all these other guys. But Dallas Mavericks GM Nico Harrison says his team's biggest needs are defense and rebounding. Sound familiar? Trading for Timberwolves big man Rudy Gobert could address both of those areas.
Speculation.
So overall, overall, maybe Gobert just isn't the right fit for the Timberwolves. And they kind of went through all the different reasons, you know, punching a teammate, all this stuff, at least in terms of turning them into a championship level team. And given that Gobert is set to make an average of $44 million over the next three seasons, perhaps the Timberwolves will look to cut their losses and move in a different direction. If that's the case, here's the trade scenario that would make sense for the Mavericks around draft night. Mavericks would receive Rudy Gobert. The Timberwolves would receive Tim Hardaway Jr., Maxi Kleba, and I believe it's pronounced Davis Bertans. I think it's spelled Davis, but I think he pronounces it Davis Bertans. Yeah. All right. And a 2027 first round pick.
Okay.
So a first round pick in 4 years.
Okay.
And the article continues, Gobert might be severely overpaid in some people's eyes, but there's no doubt he'd be the best center the Mavs have put on the court since Tyson Chandler in the 2010 and 2014-15 seasons. There's a lot of Tyson Chandler to Rudy Gobert's game. This would be a huge franchise mistake because unless you follow the Mavericks very closely, these are three players who are just sort of rotation players all over the age of 30.
Yeah.
None of them help you in an Anthony Edwards window. There's a reason why the Mavericks, with Luka Doncic as their centerpiece, only won like 38 games this year. And people are going to blame Kyrie. Dude, the Mavericks were sunk before Kyrie got there. They were hovering around 500. And it's because of generic role players like the three guys included in this trade. I mean, this is just like doing math to find salaries that, let's just put three guys together that make money to equal Gobert's salary, and then a first-round pick in 4 years. If these are the types of offers that you're getting for Rudy Gobert,
yes,
it is not worth trading him. I would rather just keep him on the court, and if that means having to find another chess piece to move or running it back, I would not be making a trade like this 1 year after you gave up all that. And I'm not a guy that gets hung up on, well, you paid this much. I think sometimes a sunk cost is a sunk cost, but I draw a line before a trade like this. This is garbage.
I think what you don't want to do, though, is compound the mistake of the trade that you made. And if you give him away, which that basically is, I mean, you're getting one draft pick back.
And, in 4 years.
And three journeymen. It's not a good trade. No, I agree completely. You can't. You'd be far better off exploring if you want to get something back, Kat, than trading Gobert. I think you got to accept what that trade was, and you got to try to maximize it as much as possible. And trading him for three veterans and a draft pick would be, I think, just it would make things worse. And it's already not a good trade. Like, it looks bad. It would look worse with what you just did.
Well, and think about this. So the 2027 first round pick, that's in 4 years from now. So Okay, now Anthony Edwards, when you make that pick, Anthony Edwards is now 25 years old, going to be 26 years old. So he's now entering his prime. And now I'm going to go get a 19-year-old in the draft. Now that window doesn't match up. So if I'm going to get draft capital like that Portland trade we talked about yesterday, and that was a Karl Anthony Towns trade, I want draft capital. If I'm going to get a 19-year-old on the team, I want it now because Anthony Edwards is 21, going to be 22.
Absolutely.
I don't want 19-year-olds on the team when he's 27, much like Portland. Portland's like, boy, it's great to have the number three overall pick, but our best player in franchise history is 33.
Yep.
So unless it's just a plug-and-play 19-year-old kid who's going to be instantly incredible, like Victor, for instance, it's about timelines here. So, and there's a bunch of, I've seen some other trades floating around the internet too about just punt on Gobert and get, it's mostly other teams that are looking to buy low and teams' fan bases. But is Rudy Gobert more valuable as Rudy Gobert on the Timberwolves next year or converted into three random dudes who are 31 years old and a pick in 4 years? And now what? Right.
That's
so
such a
be smart about it.
That's such a Wolves thing, right? I'll just get rid of them and just take three guys who are going to be here for maybe a season, maybe not. Like, no. Yes, that would not be a very impressive start by Tim Connelly to have made what appears to be a mistake and then make the mistake worse in very David Kahn-like fashion. I'll just dump them off.
I know we're recording this around 11 a.m. Central Time. Do you guys see the Damian Lillard tweet that came across, though, about 30 minutes ago?
Speculation.
Time to howl.
Dame.
Oh, I just saw it.
Dame quote tweeted, it looks like a fan account, and said, muting all of you that are undervaluing the Blazers number three pick and insisting on trading Dame. What's wrong with you all? You think we suffered this long to go out like that? Goodbye. And Dame quote tweets it and says, if the fans want to trade me, start the petition and send it in. Shrug emoji.
Reckless speculation.
Wait.
Wow.
So
Damian's, this is a little gaslighting by Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
Here. Well, if the fans want to trade me, then I guess.
Yeah.
He's basically saying it's me or the third. They're probably not going to keep Dame and make the pick. They would either trade Dame, get more capital to go along with the third pick, or they would trade the third pick and get pieces to go with Dame. But if you're Damian Lillard, dude, at any point in the last 5 years, you could have seen the writing on the wall. Your organization has gone through a coaching change, front office, right? You could have demanded out at any given time. So don't do the, the fans want to trade me now. It's been a good run. It's a little bit like it's a little KG-like where he's just oddly loyal to an organization that can't figure it out.
Yeah, there's two current guys I don't get at all. One is Bradley Beal in Washington, and one is Dame in Portland. Like, how are those guys still there?
Yeah, and I would put those guys on different levels because I think Damian Lillard is the best, could be the best player on a championship team. Bradley Beal's probably like the third guy on a team that, you know, if you put Bradley Beal on like the Lakers with Anthony Davis and LeBron James instead of D'Lo, okay, let's go.
Agreed with that. I'm just saying, why is he still in Washington? And why is Dame being with Portland makes no sense from both sides.
Yeah.
Like if you're Portland, shouldn't you go to Dame and say, dude, we love you. You're going to go into our, I don't know, Hall of Fame, our Blazers Hall of Fame and all of that's great. But, you know, it's time. Like, we have the three pick. I mean, hell, you could have traded them last year at some point.
Yeah, if you're the Blazers, that's the question. And I get that's the pushback. So we kind of broke Timberwolves Twitter yesterday, I feel like.
Did.
We put out that Karl Anthony Towns to the Blazers for the number three pick trade episode. And apparently at the same time, John Hollinger released a very similar trade idea on his podcast, too. So a bunch of great minds sniffing around the same trade ideas. And the main pushback I've seen to the trade. And if you didn't listen to it, yesterday's Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd podcast, it's framework that includes Karl Anthony Towns to the Blazers, and the Wolves would get Simons and the number three pick and whoever they would draft with that, either Brandon Miller or Scoot Henderson. And the pushback is, well, is that going to make the Blazers a championship caliber team? If it's okay, so now it's Dame and Kat and some pieces, and they have a couple other decent players on that team in a loaded Western Conference? And the answer is no.
Right.
But when the desperate Timberwolves 15, 20 years ago made moves to get Ricky Davis and Mike James and all these other random guys to put around Kevin Garnett, right? Go, well, let's try this combination.
Right.
Or before that, right? Of course, yeah, you're literally just grasping at straws, but that might be the position of a team you can take advantage of. If the goal isn't to make Portland an ironclad championship team, the goal is to make Portland think like they're putting something around Damian Lillard that's going to be better than the last couple of years so they don't win 33 games again, right?
The best thing that Tim Connelly could possibly do is fool a team into believing what he believed when Gobert was acquired.
And that he's Carl, the final piece to your puzzle.
And Carl Anthony Towns, make no mistake, I think it's very, very safe to say talent-wise, there's no comparison. Like, if you can get Cat from a talent standpoint and think, you know what, and a ton of teams think this, right? Well, we'll change him. There's some personality flaws, but we'll fix those, right? Because teams think that. Then, yes, take advantage. Take advantage. To me, the most important thing is this. Has Conley come to the conclusion that a lot of us have, which is he is a marvelous talent? I'm not going to denigrate Carl Anthony Towns' talent for 1 second, but I really believe he is not a winning player or personality. And I think Ant is.
Some of this, though, because you would have said that this is where, like, where a player is slotted in a pecking order and what their role is on a team factors in, because Andrew Wiggins, as the highest paid player and number one franchise star, is not a winning guy in that position, right?
Right.
But Andrew Wiggins, in an amazing, maybe historically great basketball culture that's already won championships, and he can on some nights be the second best player. On other nights, it's okay if you're just a dud because we have all these other guys that can fill space. You know, Andrew Wiggins can be a winning player. And that's actually just, and I do have something for you guys from an emailer that's very interesting that we'll get to in a second. But one of the biggest arguments that I hear it so often lately, look at all these players that leave the Timberwolves and then they just go and become championship players, right? Like Andrew Wiggins, and if D'Angelo Russell and the Lakers go on to win this year and Kevin Love went on to win a championship in Cleveland, right? Okay, yeah. Well, those guys were either drafted, paid, or traded for to be franchise leaders with the Timberwolves. Now, you can blame the Wolves for maybe miscalculating that or whatever, right?
Right.
But in those positions, those guys were failures. D'Angelo Russell, failure as a max player franchise leader. Well, now, Leah, maybe you Timberwolves fans should shut your mouths. Guess who's still playing playoff games? Yeah, guess who got benched in the second half of game one against the Nuggets because he's awful in like two out of every three playoff games. But if he has a great game, awesome. Like, are we supposed to throw a parade every time D'Angelo Russell has a great game behind Anthony Davis and LeBron James? Like, if the Wolves have to move on from Cat and Cat becomes the third guy on a team that goes to the NBA Finals.
Yes.
That doesn't mean the Wolves were wrong about Karl Anthony Towns or that the fans were wrong about Karl Anthony. It means that Cat, as the franchise centerpiece and leader, wasn't good enough, but moved into a situation where he's the third guy, like Kevin Love in Cleveland. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's a perfect role for you.
This conversation drives me absolutely up the freaking wall, because I can guarantee you right now, if you trade Cat to Portland, they will never win a championship there because he would still be too important there. But when Andrew Wiggins goes to Golden State, of course it's going to win a championship. You could have traded me there. I could go sit on the bench there and win a championship. The Heat have...
He was very helpful winning, by the way. I don't want to minimize. Wiggins was really good for
as
Golden
a role,
State.
In a specific role, not a starring role by any means. But there is a reason why, and yes, he is a pain in the ass, but when he's playing well, he's phenomenal. There's a reason why Jimmy Butler was purposely bouncing around until he found the culture that fit him in Miami. Like Philadelphia, technically, he should have looked at that and been like, holy cow, look at this talent around me. We can win here. And you know what he said? I can't win here. Like, it was a selfish play. It's pretty smart, but it was a selfish play. But there is a difference between hunting for situations that make sense because the team is so good and you've got superstars. But if Carl Anthony Towns goes to Portland or the Knicks, then he's not going to win a championship there.
Unless the Knicks can get unless the Knicks have a second guy and then Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah. But. And it's been so long since the Knicks have had that good of infrastructure.
Dude, if Knicks fans are pissed about Julius Randle, I got news for you when it comes to Carl Anthony Towns.
Well, don't tell them that yet. Let the trade happen and then tell them that.
Oh, the Post? The Post would be worth subscribing to see the back page every day for Cat, just for Cat ripping. They would, the Post would absolutely go after him.
Yeah. So one more thing on the D'Lo front too, because I don't know, there's just this weird army of D'Angelo Russell stan people on social media. And another one that I hear all the time is D'Lo lives rent free in Timberwolves fans' heads. No, no. D'Lo said in an Athletic interview that the Timberwolves held him back, and then he goes and gets benched in two playoff games because he's not that good. And so Timberwolves fans have the right then to clap back and be like, were the Wolves holding you back in that game one when you went, you know, 4 of 11 and were a minus 25 and got benched for the fourth quarter? It's living rent free in someone's head is the most dumb, overused thing in the social media world in 2023. Just because you talk about someone doesn't mean they live rent free in your head. So can we stop using that cliche, please?
Does anybody really think that if D'Lo was a really, really good player, the back of his basketball card would go what? Lakers, Nets, Warriors, who, by the way, signed him and then immediately said screw it and traded him, Wolves, back to the Lakers.
And then most likely now somewhere else in free agency. Right?
So, I mean, that's not no. Like, if he has the supporters of D'Lo have far less of a leg to stand on than the Cousins Crusaders. Far less.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, anyhow, here's one for you, presented.
Speculation.
Presented by our friends at EcoFun, scooter season. I'm excited to get out, ride some scooters around this weekend in the 75-degree weather. You can save $3,000 off the total price of a new Yamaha Zuma 125 fuel-injected scooter. Lowest price ever, comes in black or blue. Also, electric bikes are now in stock and on sale for the spring and summer. Save up to $400 on new electric bikes. Stop in to EcoFun for a demo ride in the parking lot and see which one fits you best. EcoFun for all your spring and summer fun needs, okay? So again, this is a safe space. Thursdays, Reckless Speculation Thursdays. Let's entertain the premise, as Mason and Ireland say on their ESPN LA show. I like to steal that one from them. Entertain the premise, okay? We're not going to clown on this email from Danny S.
All right.
This might be some of the most reckless speculation ever, he says.
Ooh. Reckless speculation.
But I saw this and my mind was off to the races. Shams and The Athletic are reporting that the Warriors and Pobo Bob Myers are far apart on a contract extension. This will never happen, but I'm very curious now if Tim Connelly were to move on to Washington. Lori and A-Rod, as we have discussed, have proven themselves to be big game hunters. Would they take a run at Bob Myers if Golden State can't reach a new extension with him?
If Connelly left?
Speculation.
So
you don't have to pay him.
He's not suggesting that you fire Connelly, eat that huge salary. You just don't have to pay. He's gone.
It's not my money, but would I fire Tim Connelly for Bob Myers? Yes.
No. But I'm saying this is not, no. This is, if Tim Connelly is in or turns out to be in the running and has asked to be in the running for the Wizards Pobo job, this is not reckless. It's incumbent on you to check Bob Myers. This is not reckless at all.
Lori and A-Rod checked in with Pat Riley a year ago.
So that
Pat Riley.
This is not only a safe space, this is a bit of reckless speculation. I applaud. I think it's incumbent upon you to check in with Bob. Get the digits, make
Bob,
the call, find
Bob.
Out.
Bob, you son of a...
You son of a bee, Bob.
So if you're Bob Myers, you know, if I'm Bob Myers at this point, and now Steph is 35 years old, and the whole Draymond Jordan Poole chemistry thing has gotten weird. So you're probably going to have not only gotten weird, like they hate each other. And
is Steve Kerr staying for a long time still? I feel like he's accomplished a lot, and he can be a restless soul at times.
Yeah, there's been some rumors about maybe Steve Kerr too. So isn't this a great time if you're Bob Myers? Much like Theo Epstein with the Red Sox and the Cubs, like what else are you going to do in Golden State? You've built one of the greatest dynasties in the history of the league.
Yep.
What else are you going to do there?
I love it.
So, you know, I don't know if you guys used to play. I know Judd didn't, but Dex, did you ever used to play NCAA, like college football or Madden?
A little bit.
Like,
I played a lot of Madden growing up, a ton of Madden.
I played some Madden. I was a big NCAA football, and they're bringing that game back, by the way, and they're going to pay the players finally. They're going to pay them to use their likenesses. But what I used to do as a challenge, it's not that much fun if you choose USC or Alabama and you just run roughshod through the video game. I would always choose like Tulane. Or, you know, some crappy,
ballsy.
I would choose Northwestern or something. And I would build up a dynasty over 10 years and become the best college football program from nothing. If you're Bob Myers and you've already built a dynasty with Golden State.
Yep.
What would your next challenge be in the NBA? Yeah, you could go to the Lakers or something. Maybe they fire Rob Pelinka. Maybe you can help get the Knicks back on track officially. Or you could choose Toledo. You could choose Tulsa. You could choose Vanderbilt. And you could come to the Minnesota Timberwolves and turn around the most disgraceful NBA franchise into a championship team. Wouldn't that be a fun challenge if you're Bob?
Kind of like apples to oranges a little bit. It's like Ted Lasso coaching his team, right? Like a bad team, not a great team.
Well, but Ted doesn't come from like a Manchester United dynasty.
Didn't he come from like a college football dynasty though? Or was it Division II? Is that what it was? Is that what his story, I believe, was?
I don't think he was like Bill Belichick in the NFL, was he?
But he's helping turn around one of the bottom feeders in this fake EPL league that basically exists in Lasso. So I mean, I could see it.
So what jobs? So if Bob left, which he very well might leave. And if Conley left here, I'm trying to think of the potential marquee jobs because the Knicks, first of all, I don't think Bob Myers, who's, I think, a really, really smart guy. I don't think that anyone is going to go work for Dolan.
Like and the Knicks are on a path right now.
And they've
too.
Got
they're
Leon
not,
Rose running yeah, the team. So I think the Knicks are off. I think the Lakers are off right now. Like, I think they're, I don't know that they're going to fire Pelinka.
Could Pat Riley step aside in Miami? That's a
possibility. But you know what? There's no challenge there. Miami is baked in.
How competitive are you, Bob?
This is a chance.
Coward.
And if you could give him more than Conley got, and he would probably want an equity stake in the team as well. Which, by the way, okay, fine, take this equity stake in the team. Now I sort of hope Conley leaves. Because this could be great fun.
You know they'd call him. Dude, they called Pat Riley.
I know.
These dudes called Pat Riley. Now, and Pat was like, no, I'm good down here in Miami with my white linen pants.
I'm what, 75? I've done it all. I don't want to go to Minnesota and live in those winters. It's a huge long shot. But if it came together, as he put in the email, I love it.
I know we're going to get crushed for this. We just spent like 10 minutes talking about whether Bob Myers would be the new president of basketball operations for the Timberwolves, but it is Reckless Speculation Thursday.
Well, and Tim Conley, we still don't know for sure that he's out of the running. Like, until we see a report that he wasn't
at the GM meetings.
Yeah. So there's some weird stuff here, but why? Okay. Just quickly here. Why on God's green earth? Here's what I don't get. So because you're not wrong, Phil, but why on God's green earth would a team that a year ago hired Tim Conley away from a rival and paid him huge and furthermore made a trade for Rudy Gobert that a lot of fantasy league players would not make? Why would we get crushed for recklessly speculating when this is what teams do?
Well, we're going to get crushed because we're us, but...
Yep. But what I'm saying is, as sports dad, I would appeal to the masses to say, calm down, take a breath, and understand there's some crazy bleep that goes on in discussions, and some of it happens.
And there's a bunch of, I mean, there's a couple real interesting Minnesota ties to Bob Myers, right? He had Klay Thompson on the Warriors. Klay Thompson's dad is Michael Thompson, who played for the Gophers, was number one overall pick. The Minnesota roots are only like 2 or 3 degrees separation.
Yep.
So I could see it. So anyways.
Klay's like, yeah, I love the idea.
Keep the reckless speculation ideas. We'd like them to at least have some line of logic.
That one did.
So that one has a line of logic.
Yeah.
Is it likely to happen? No, but it has a line of logic, right? I saw someone sent me a trade on Twitter that was like, here it is. Like, and it was, I don't know. Yeah, it included,
I saw that.
It included like Oklahoma City trading Chet Holmgren and then, well, and Kat going to Oklahoma City over here. It's like, well, why would they trade Chet Holmgren?
Wait. Are you dismissing reckless speculation?
Yes. No, it needs to be rooted in some sense. Yes, we can't just be like, what if you traded Towns for LeBron James? Like, no, that's
don't stupid. Be shaming people. Don't be shaming people.
Rooted in some logic is what, that's the only parameter here.
Or a bunch of drinks,
yes.
Reckless. Declan's like, hell yeah.
That's where all my ideas are.
Hell yeah. You're damn right.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for hanging with us here. A little feedback Friday for you guys tomorrow. Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd on this Reckless Speculation Thursday.